ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وترك الأمة على المحجة البيضاء على الطريقة الواضحة الغرة ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا ظالم أو هالك. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك وأنعم وأكرم وزد وتحنن على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحابته هر الميامين وعلى كل من اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته وصار على منواله إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, the chairman of this session, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The topic of discussion has been introduced. Muslims like floating pole. This is the topic, but the general theme is reflections on end-time prophecies. Reflection on end-time prophecies. Then this topic, Muslims like floating pole. Taking place this afternoon of Sunday, the 12th of Ramadan, 1428, and in bracket the 23rd of September 2007 CE, according to the Gregorian calendar. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah 47, Ayah 18, فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ أَنْ تَأْتِيهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا فَأَنَّى لَهُمْ إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ ذِكْرَاهُمْ. What are people waiting for? They are only waiting for the السَّاعَةَ, that is, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. But its signs have already appeared. The ayah says, فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. Its portents, its signs, its manifestative features have emerged. فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَشْرَاطُهَا. You see, there was a time the Holy Prophet Muhammad salawat Rabbi wa salamu alayhi was reading this ayah, and the hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, the law of Anas. The Prophet says, Bu'ithtu ala wa sa'a kahatin. Bu'ithtu ala wa sa'a kahatin. Fa'ashara bi asba'i al-wusta wa sababa. He said, Allah has sent me between my emergence and the day of reckoning, just the distance between, just like between this finger. Look at my two fingers. بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةَ كَهَاتَيْنِ. In other words, the emergence of our leader, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his appearance, and he's been commissioned to the divine prophethood, okay, tells you, yes, the Qiyamah is just around the corner. Because he is the last in the chains of the prophets that have been chosen by Allah for spreading the message across. You see, I have decided to start by quoting this ayah 18 in Surah 47 because of the theme we have, reflection on the end-time prophecies. The miracles that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did a march for many years back. Salawatu Rabbi Wasalamu Alayhi, it tells you day in, day out, we are approaching the doomsday. We are approaching the day of reckoning. We are approaching the day of Al-Qiyamah, the day of standing. يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. Therefore, I intend to treat this topic of discussion. First, Ayah 25 of Surah 8, quoted by Imam al-Bukhari in Sahih al-Bukhari, when he opens his book, Kitab al-Fitn, the book of affliction, the book of tribulation, the book of fitn, catastrophes, the book of trials. Bukhari had this book, Kitab al-Fitn. It contains everything you want to say concerning the end time prophecies, including the topic Allah has made given to me. At the end of the time, the Muslims will be there in great number. Their number is incalculable. Right? But unfortunately, they will be ghuta. Kabuta is safe. Just like floating foam. Because there are going to be two forms of witness. There are witnesses, two forms of witness to be afflicted with. Hubb al-dunya wa karahiyatul maut. They are lost, Matthew, lost, L-U-S-T, lost for this material world. They will be killing one another to accumulate for self-centeredness, for self-aggrandizement, and they will be averse to die defending the cause of Allah. These are going to be the diseases that afflict them when the time comes to an end, when it is drawing near to its end, when the curtains are being drawn on this life. So I intend to make the use of that ayah. And then number two, I have here narrations on trials and end time tribulations. And then number three, the meaning of ghutha. Ghutha is saying. And this is the bedrock of the topic today. The meaning of ghutha. Ghutha is saying. Under it, I have the following items. Number one, the source of the word. Because we have to talk on the reliability of the narration itself. Yes. We cannot just come and start quoting hadith without being sure of how reliable it is. The Prophet has warned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, against those quoting statements, ascribing them to him without verifying how reliable, how acceptable or otherwise they are. In Al-Hakim, this riwayah, Mustadrak, the riwayah, graded Sahih, the Prophet has said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Whoever lies against me should be ready to have his own place of abode in the hellfire. So even the hadith that talks about Muslims being like floating foam, we have to know its reliability, its acceptability, its authenticity or soundness or otherwise before we can even dominate. Under it, what toward the meaning of the hadith. And the three realities of the contemporaneous age. Number four, to be pessimistic or to be pessimistic or to be optimistic. Which of the two? And then finally, last line. Al-Khatimah wa nas'alullaha husna al-Khatimah. Now, let's go back. Al-Imam al-Bukhari alayhi rahmatullah, Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, in his celebrated hadith book, that is Sahih al-Bukhari, has a chapter or a book. He calls it the Book of Fitan, like I said earlier. In that Book of Fitan, Imam al-Bukhari has 26 chapters, different chapters, 26, talking about what the Prophet has said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the world comes to an end. There are going to be a lot of tribulations, fitan, qalaqil, masa'ib, al-ma'asi, al-akhbar, that I intend to quote some few of the hadith there. But before then, Imam al-Bukhari started by quoting this ayah, where Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Surah Al-Anfal, Surah Chapter 8, Verse 25. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً, be careful, be cautious, be afraid of a fitna, which if it comes, it does not touch negatively only the culprits directly. Those that are innocent are also going to be encompassed by its negative consequential effect. Now, the expression fitna, please let's have attention. This very word fitna means affliction, means tribulation. And in Quran, the word fitna is mentioned in 30 different places of the Quran. In some places, the word comes as an indefinite article, that is fitna and nakira, beginning alif wal lam. In some places, as definite article with alif wal lam, either fitnatun, or al fitnatu. In 30 different places. No time to read all of them, but it suffices just a quick reference to those areas. For example, in Al-Baqarah, go and read Baqarah, ayah 102. Similarly, in Al-Baqarah, ayah 191. In Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, ayah 193, as well as Al-Baqarah, ayah 217. And then in Al Imran ayah 7, Al Ma'idah ayah 7-1, Al Anfal ayah 25, as well as 28, and then 39, etc. 30 different places the expression fitna, affliction, tribulation mentioned in the Quran. What is the point being made out here? The point is that if something is called, is mentioned, is referred to in great detail, it tells you one or two things. It either informs you of its importance, hence the constant reference is made to it, or its what? Negative nature. But again, in the same Quran al-Karim, the expression al-fitna, has 11 different meanings. 11 different meanings. then we want to know which of these different meanings has direct bearing to the topic of discussion of this afternoon session, or the general theme, because the theme encompasses the morning session as well as the afternoon one session. So the expression fitna, like I told you, has 11 different meanings. They are, number one, fitna in Al-Quran comes and it implies a shirk, associating a partner with Allah. You can have this instance or example in Al-Quran, Baqarah 2:193, where Allah says, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. Fight ye, the unbelievers, until fitna does not remain on earth. Our scholars who have expertise in exegesis tafsir have said fitna here means a shirk. Fight until there is no any form of shirk on earth. Similarly, in Al-Baqarah 2:7, another expression fitna comes referring to a shirk, where Allah says, وَالْفِتْنَةُ أَكْبَرُ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرْجُوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعُوا وَمَنْ يَكْذِبْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَيَمُتْ وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. This is Al-Baqarah ayah 2:7. The point there, Al-Fitna comes there also, but implying what? A shirk. Secondly, the expression Al-Fitna comes, but it means Al-Kufr. Al-Kufr. Like in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah chapter 9, verse 49, where Allah says, Ala fil fitnati saqatu wa inna jahannama la muhitatun bil kafirin. No, it is in Al-Fitna they have been thrown into. Because Jahannam encompasses those who are the unbelieving people. Here, fitna comes, but it means what disbelief. Similarly, number three, fitna comes in Quran, but it means punishment in this world. Yes, punishment in this mortal world. Where do you get that? Go to Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah 29. Ayatul, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أُوْبِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ. Among some people who claim to believe, there are those, if they are punished by people, they make the term people's punishment as if it is Allah's punishment. That punishment made out against them by people is referred to as fitna here in Quran. So this is the third instance where fitna has different meanings from what we have in number 2 and 1. I don't know if you're getting me. Similarly, the ulama are saying this ayah was revealed concerning a man called Iyash ibn Abi Rabi'a, who was the brother to Abi Jahl. The fourth instance, Al-Fitna comes in Quran, but it means Al-Bala. It means Al-Bala. And maybe that has bearing on our topic of discussion this afternoon. Instance 4, fitna comes, but it implies what? Al-Bala. What is Al-Bala? Affliction, tribulation, trials, catastrophic occurrences, for example. Al-Bala. There, Allah says in Al-Quran, in Surah 29, Al-Ankabut, from verses 1 to 3, Allah says, Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ماتيو يفتنون. Then he says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. The underlying expression there is يُفْتَنُونَ. أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ. Oh, do people believe, or merely saying we believe that to be led without trial? Trial there means affliction. Allah calls it fitna. Your husband dies, it's a fitna. Your daughter, your brother, you are demoted, you fail an examination, for example, these are instances of fitna. So this is instance number four where the expression fitna has been made. Similarly, in Surah Taha, verse number 40, see the same usage is made here. Fitna where it means al-dala. For example, Allah refers to Prophet Musa. He says, وَفَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَا أي ابْتَلَيْنَاكَ ابْتِلَاءَاتٍ كَثِيرًا جَسِيمًا عَدِيدًا يَا مُوسَى وَفَتَنَّاكَ. We have afflicted you. But the word used is fitna, fit. Okay? Again, fitna comes in Quran. This is instance number what? Five. It means being burnt in the hellfire. A'udhu billah. To be burnt in fire, not hellfire of the hereafter, even in this world. Unbelievers taking hold of the believers and throwing them in the fire just because they refuse to renounce their iman. That trial is called also fitna in Quran. Where do you get it? Go to Surah Al-Buruj, ayah 10. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. Those who have perpetuated acts of fitna on the believing men and believing women. The expression there is fitna, fatanu. Those who afflicted the believers, men and believers, women. This is instance number one, five. You can see how it's the same expression, but it's used with different meanings. The hikmah of this kind of knowledge is to know specifically, categorically, the word given to me. What am I saying? What is it bearing to the topic of discussion? Otherwise, an ayah might be in the east and you are in the west, thereby jumping into an inconclusive conclusion. And subsequently and consequently inflicting harm on you in the name of knowledge. Here I have to be checking. Quran is Quran. Sunnah is Sunnah. Okay. Similarly, this is concerning being thrown into the fire in this world. But this Quran also refers to fitna, referring to the unbelievers being thrown in Jahannam. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ جَهَنَّمْ. For example, in Surah Al-Zariyat, chapter 51, verse 13, where Allah says, يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ. يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. On such a day when the unbelievers will be put on fitna. The scholars of Tafsir say fitna refers to being born in the hellfire. Then Allah says, ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ, test your fitna. That is the hellfire there. This is instance number five. Six, al-fitna comes in Al-Quran, but it means murder. It means assassination. It means killing. It means genocide. Wanton destruction of human life is referred to in Quran also as al-fitna in an instance number one. Number six. Where? Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, that is Surah number 4, ayah 101. In hittum an yaftinakum alladhina kafar. When Allah is talking about when you are to pray during wartime, if you fear, in hittum an yaftinakum, qala al-ulama, in hittum an yaftinakum al-kafirun. If you fear that you go and pray, your attention is focused on prayer, they may come and just kill you. Okay? Lay an ambush for you. So divide the congregation into two. The imam leading one group and the other being on the guard. He says, but in khitun and yastinakum. But the word word there is yastinakum, not fitna. So the fitna here means al-qatr. Instance number 7. Fitna comes in Quran, but it means blocking people, barring them from believing in Allah. Asaddu an sabilillah. You find this in Quran Surah 17, Ayah 73, Surah Al-Isra. وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ. Okay? They are just about to block you, all your prophets, from what we have revealed unto you. The word used there is fitna, layatinunak. Similarly, let's go to instance number 8. Fitna comes in Quran and it means dalala. Dalala, to be astray, to be in manifest error, to be away from the right way, to be off the mark of dalala. Example in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 4, when Allah says, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ فِتْنَتَهُ فَلَنْ تَمْلِكَ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَاءَ. The one that Allah intends to take him to fitna, to be in an arrow, you cannot profess anything for him to be prevented from that. Instance number 9. Fitna comes in Quran, but it means filling the excuse. Where did you this? You go to Surah 6, Ayah 23, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the dwellers of the hellfire. They are in the fire, but they are saying, ثُمَّ لَمْ تَكُمْ فِتْنَتَهُمْ لَمْ تَكُمْ فِتْنَتَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ رَسِنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. They are fitna, Allah says fitna. They are flimsy excuse. The unbeliever is saying, oh, Ya Allah, we are not mushrikun. Okay? Man is very, very argumentative. Even on the day of judgment, one is going to argue. That's why the mouth will be blocked. His part of the body are going to testify either against or for him. The hand you use in killing people, that hand is going to testify against you once. The private part taken and inserted in a forbidden private part is going to testify against you. The stomach that harbors alcohol, intoxicant things forbidden, they are also going to bear a testimony against you. So be on the guard. بقضي الله وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائرة في عنقه ولو كنت له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابا كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. On that day, every man is going to have his own record hung on his neck, and his record will be brought up for him to be either to be a testimony bearer, either for or against him. Now, fitna in Quran comes and it means at times the real fitna. The real meaning of fitna itself. Like in Surah 10 of Quran, Ayah 85, Surah Yunus, where Allah says, quoting the believers, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, don't make a source of trial for the unbelievers. Area number 11. Final one. Fitna comes in Quran and it means madness. Somebody to be demonically possessed, to be mentally derailed, mentally imbalanced, for example, to become Majnun. Like we get this in Surah Al-Qalam, verse 5-6, where the unbelievers were talking, being sarcastic of the Prophet. Then Allah says, La, فَفَتُ الرُّسُّهُ وَيُبْسِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ Mafhoon is taken from fitna. You shall know who is the one that is mentally derailed. Now,